The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore, and I am laughing. Oh, yeah, because today we have somebody who is a frequent guest right here on the Laura Theodore Podcast, Ellen Titelman Wool, and she's going to talk about the positive benefits of laugh therapy. I love to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. We all love to laugh. It makes us feel better, doesn't it? Well, Ellen's going to help us with that today and give us some tips about the positive benefits of laughing. But as always, I'm so happy that you're here with me today. We're here every Wednesday on the MindBodySpirit.fm channel. And I'm so glad that you're here because, well, we're going to laugh a lot. And now it's my great honor to welcome Ellen Wool, whose interest in wellness and self-care began when she was losing herself while helping her husband Jack recuperate from illnesses. She thought something was wrong with her, only to discover that caregiver burnout is normal. Always a writer, Ellen began her professional career partnering with Grammy-nominated adult contemporary solo artist Jim Brickman. Now she has written a wonderful book called Snap Out of It, An Unexpected Caregiver's Way Back to Self-Care, Stability, and Survival. And in the book, she discusses her journey back to finding herself, and she also, in one of the chapters, talks about laugh therapy. So I'm going to stop talking about it and we're going to invite her on the program. How are you today, Ellen?
I'm wonderful. I'm full of laughs.
I am laughing too. Everybody loves to laugh. Laughing does make you feel better. But what I want to know is, why is laugh therapy so helpful when we're having a difficult time?
Well, you know how when you're tense and anxious, your body just clenches up and you're holding in all the tension. When you laugh, it breaks that cycle. It breaks the mental anguish and the physical pain, and it shifts your whole mindset into a new direction.
It's reminding me of, isn't it Mary Poppins?
Where, yes.
Right?
I love to laugh.
Exactly. And they all kind of float up in the sky or something like that because they're laughing and they're so happy.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
that's what this reminds me of. Now, people may be listening and saying, laugh therapy, what is that? Is that a real thing? But somebody actually developed the concept of laugh therapy. And who was that and why?
It was Professor Norman Cousins, and he was working at the Loma Linda College of Medicine, and he discovered that people watching a funny show or a movie had a huge drop in stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, and they had a boost in brain chemicals that produce endorphins like the happy hormone. He was a really optimistic, cheerful person, and he just did the research to figure out why.
Wow. Now, I know, once again, laugh therapy is a real thing. It's actually described by the American Association for Therapeutic Humor. And I'd like to know what that definition is, please.
I can I can tell you that. It's any intervention that promotes health and wellness by stimulating a playful discovery, expression, or appreciation of the absurdity or incongruity of life situations. So that's basically a mouthful that says what makes us laugh relieves stress and anxiety.
Yeah. And, you know, in these troubled times, it is a little bit harder to find that laughter. Forget about finding it every day. You're supposed to find it every day. But, you know, just finding that laughter in general is very, very challenging. And what are some things you do to find laughter in your life these days?
Well, we watch a lot of rom-coms and just sitcoms on television. You know, you can always laugh with friends. And on Netflix, oh, we found this hysterical comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco, has several stand-up specials on Netflix. And, I wish I could say he was paying me to say this. But I am not a stand-up comedian type of person, and I cry from him. He is so funny. So I recommend that. You know, just light things. Just like stop watching the news. Stop
yes.
watching police shows. You know, those things induce stress. Even like the old shows, I Love Lucy and Dick Van Dyke, it's just good entertainment.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's not just for the caregiver or the stressed out person. The way I found this was a friend of mine had, she had sadly breast cancer, and she went to Norman Cousins because he was running therapy sessions, and it was helping in her healing as well. So that's why they tell people, you know, when you're going through chemo or you're going through a healing process, keep it light. Keep laughing because those hormones, those happiness hormones, really help in the healing process.
Very, very good point. We are speaking today with writer Ellen Titelman Wool, and she's the author of Snap Out of It. And you can learn more about her at snapoutofit.me. That's snapoutofit.me. What kind of has gotten you into, first of all, writing the book, and secondly, to learning how to release stress and take care of yourself?
Well, there are so many people who are caregiving these days. We're living longer, and our parents are living longer, so we find ourselves in the role of caregiver. But the most important thing about caregiving is taking care of yourself. And that was really the point of my book. I tell the story of, you know, everything we went through, and people say to me, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, you live to tell about this. But it really helps people because I have so many different ideas on ways to self-care, whether it's laughing, as we talk about today, or coloring, which we spoke about, or music, or dancing, or, you know, getting a manicure, whatever it is that suits you, that is your self-care, that's your power. And that's really what the book is about, finding your power to self-care.
Yeah, it's a great book. It's so helpful, so beautifully written. I just love it. So let's just bring this all together. Why do you think that laughter can be the best medicine? And the second part of the question, how has it helped you while dealing with your husband's illnesses?
I think it's the best medicine because there's no medicine to it. It's pure pleasure. It's good, happy hormones. It's lighthearted. It's brainless. And the thing that helped me with Jack was instead of the grind and the anxiety and the not knowing what was ahead, it was the relief in that moment, the relief of the laughter, the relief of a smile. There was nothing to think about but in that moment being happy, chemically and emotionally and physically. So that was really a great find for us.
In that moment, being happy, I know that that is just more difficult for so many of us to find today. And if you want to learn more about, being happy and losing that stress, you want to pick up a copy of Snap Out of It. Where can people learn more about your book and buy a copy of the book?
It's available on Amazon, and you'll know it's the book because it has a woman on the front with lots of colors coming out of her head. And on my website, snapoutofit.me, you can also get it there. And if you want to purchase it on the website, I'll sign it for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I love speaking with you every time I get a little out of it. And I'm glad we had a little bit of a laugh here today. And
I hope so.
Oh, yes. And I look forward to having you on the program again in the future. And I'm wishing you and Jack and your whole beautiful family good health and all good things.
Thank you. You too.
Well, that was the fabulous Ellen Titelman Wool, and you can learn more about Ellen and pick up a copy of Snap Out of It, An Unexpected Caregiver's Guide Way Back to Self-Care, Stability, and Survival. You can learn more at snapoutofit.me. That's snapoutofit.me. Thank you so much for being on this program again, Ellen. It was so much fun. Well, in Jazzy News this week, Season 10 continues to air all across the nation, and the program airs on Create TV every single Sunday, every single Monday, and I hope you tune in if you get the Create channel or if you get Season 10. I do hope you're going to watch it on your television. And Jazzy Vegetarian, lively vegan cuisine that's easy and delicious. You can buy my new book everywhere, and I hope you do. But if you purchase it from the website at jazzyvegetarian.com, I'm going to sign it for you. And this recipe of the week is from that book.
Vegan and delicious, my recipe of the week.
And this is something just a little bit different, but of course it's very easy, very delicious. Something for breakfast. Cinnamon-spiced quinoa porridge with dried fruit. It's really good. Quinoa is often thought of as just a supper staple, but it makes a great breakfast, too. It's rich in fiber, rich in high-quality protein, and its great taste is a sure way to jump-start your day. This recipe makes 3 to 4 servings, but you certainly can cut it in half if you like, or you can double the recipe. The nice thing about this, by the way, unlike oatmeal, you can make 2 servings and store 1 serving in the refrigerator for the next day and just add some milk to it and heat it up. Heats up very, very well. This is how it goes. 2 cups of water, 1 cup of uncooked white or tricolor quinoa, rinsed very well. You always want to rinse your quinoa very, very well. 2 tablespoons of raisins, 1 tablespoon of dried cranberries or cherries, 1 teaspoon of vegan buttery spread. Now, that is optional if you're on a low-oil or no-oil diet. 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar or maple syrup. That's also optional, but it really makes it taste absolutely jazzy-licious. Then you want some dairy-free milk for serving. All you need to do is put the water, the quinoa, the raisins, the cranberries, the vegan buttery spread, and the cinnamon in a medium-sized saucepan and bring it to a boil over medium heat. Decrease the heat to low, cover, and cook for about 15 minutes. Sometimes you want to cook it up to 18 minutes because you want it to be nice and soft for a breakfast cereal type of offering. And make sure all the water is absorbed and the quinoa is soft but not mushy. Remove it from the heat. Give the quinoa a little bit of a stir to fluff it up, and sprinkle the optional brown sugar evenly over the top. You can also put the maple syrup over the top at this point if you like. Then you want to cover it, let it stand 3 to 5 minutes. You can actually let it stand up to 15 minutes before you serve it. Spoon it into cereal bowls and serve it hot with dairy-free milk and more brown sugar or maple syrup on the side. It is so good. And as I said earlier, this recipe is from my book, Jazzy Vegetarian Lively Vegan Cuisine That's Easy and Delicious, the 10th Anniversary Edition. And if you purchase it on the website at jazzyvegetarian.com, I'm going to sign it for you. But of course, you can get it at Amazon or wherever fine books are sold. Well, for music this week, we're laughing, so I wanted something that was really upbeat. And nothing more upbeat than Terry Blaine, Alan Vachey, and Mark Shane. And this is a really uplifting tune that I absolutely love called Sunny Side of the Street with Terry Blaine.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Now don't you hear the pitter-pat? And the happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
As rich as Rockefeller, gold dust.
was the fantastic, the fabulous, the one, the only Terry Blaine. What a great singer. What a great musician she is. Really, really great, along with Alan Bechet and Mark Shane. Love that track. Well, I'm so happy that you took the time to be with me here today. I know you have a lot of podcasts to choose from, and I am so glad you choose this one each and every week. A little reminder, we're here every Wednesday at the mindbodyspirit.fm channel, and I do hope you'll subscribe to the show. Well, until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
If you're inspired by the teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer, you will love the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast with Nadia De La Cruz.
You are a spiritual being having a human experience. My name is Nadia De La Cruz, and I started the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast to explore spiritual topics like manifestation and meditation with guests who share their own stories of insight, awakening, and transformation. Listen now on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.